I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. Tonight.
And they ain't breaking my word. I just wish that I could fly like a bird. Get away from this earth. Had to pray and pray, I felt I was cursed. Always tell myself it could've been worse. Never going back, I broke the reverse. It comes from my soul, no need to rehearse. A lot of time I was in need of work. Talk to God like I needed to work. Jumped in line like I needed it first. But I was being selfish. Know this don't affect a lot of people. I was being careless. Took a break and stepped away. I'm coming back when I get ready. I know this breaks people into pieces, but I ain't gonna let it.
Yo, Blaze, you crazy for this one. Hey, all the champions out there, feel so good. Hey, I said it feels so good.
At any given time, I'm holding my aces. I see disappointment all in their faces. It's hard to still cross the finish line. We done break the bar so many times. It's only right they give me mine. We win. Together, we really shine. As long as I keep putting my faith and trust in God, I know that everything will be fine. Built for it, real stand up. God ain't never breaking my kind. I believe I can do anything. Ain't never changing my mind. Life's all about patience. Take it one day at a time. Life's all about patience. Take it one day at a time, girl.
Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You must know that in the end, we win. Losing is not an option. Amen. Just tell your spirit, you win. Tell your spirit to let God in and you'll win. Amen. As the world turns, this kingdom lifestyle will enable you to win. Amen. Glory to God. I'm excited about what God is doing because I understand we win. It is required that we live a kingdom lifestyle. And then at the end, we win. We are the kingdom. Amen. Glory to God. Bless the name of Jesus. I want to welcome everyone to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute, as we always say, where we are blessed, hallelujah, to be a blessing, where there's no good thing that God will withhold from us if we dare to walk upright. Amen. We win. I want to encourage you to know that we win. if you really want to win, then live in the kingdom. Amen. Kingdom living is required. A kingdom lifestyle is required. Amen. Because God has given us kingdom principles, and that make us victorious. Amen. Amen. I'm excited about what God is doing, how he's fulfilling his word, how he is matching the dots, how God is causing things to happen, and every single thing that God allows to happen, guess what? It lines up with the word of God. So we win. So just to ignite your fire, just see that Jesus rose from the dead. He did not stay dead. Death had no victory over Jesus. Amen. So say to yourself, even though I go through these trying times, even though I might fall 100 times, but guess what? Every single time I'm going to get right back up. Amen. So I'm going to play just a little bit more of We Win. Say it to yourself that you're going to win. You're not going to lose.
I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. Just pray. That I can fly like a bird, get away from this earth. Had to pray and pray, I felt I was cursed. Always tell myself it could have been worse. Never going back, I broke the reverse. It come from my soul, no need to rehearse. A lot of time I was in need of work. Talk to God like I needed to work. Jumped in line like I needed it first. But I was being selfish, you know this don't affect a lot of people. I was being careless, took a break and stepped away. I'm coming back when I get ready. I know this breaks people into pieces, but I ain't gonna let it.
Yo, Blaze, you're crazy for this one.
All the champions out there.
Okay, if you dare to get with that, I see the fire of God trying to tell you about your circumstance, trying to tell you that we win. So put a smile on your face. Get excited about the day. Get excited about the end of the thing. Why? Because we win.
You together. Let's go. Driving for greatness, at the same time keeping my patience. Can't be racist to no early grave, I'm cool with just patience. I can drop at any given time, I'm holding my aces. I see disappointment all in their faces. It's hard to still cross the finish line. We'd embrace the bar so many times, it's only right they give me mine. Diamond by myself, together we really shine. As long as I keep putting my faith and trust in God, I know that everything will be fine. Built for it, real stand up, God ain't never breaking my kind. I believe I can do anything, ain't never changing my mind. Life's all about patience, take it one day at a time. It's all about patience, taking one day at a time, girl.
Whatever you may be going through,
woo! Come on.
We'll make it together, me and you.
And the beat says,
oh. And when the clouds, they won't fade away.
Everybody
I'm
says,
trying to
don't give up, you're one step closer.
Don't give up. Just know that you're going to win if you don't quit. You're going to win if you don't quit. Hallelujah. Understanding that it's all about the kingdom. It's all about God's way of doing things. It's all about falling, getting back up, dusting yourself off. Can you see this? And then I'm going to lift up a word of prayer, and then we're going to go into kingdom living as the world turns. Amen. Amen. Can you see, and I'm sure you may have saw this before, someone, or you may can relate to it, someone getting into a fist fight with someone that They always lose the battle, but they always get back up and fight for more. Keep fighting the good fight of faith, because God is all wrapped up in your victory. Amen. God is wrapped up in your victory. Amen. Be a tree planted by the rivers of water, and you shall not be moved. Why? Because you are the church of God that's marching. Somebody say hallelujah. Tell the devil hallelujah. Amen. Tell the devil hallelujah, because he thought he had you. He thought you were out for the count. He thought this one will work. If I do this, I got him. If I do that, I got her. And then you get right back up. Boom. I don't remember the name of that toy that you could hit and it bounced back up. I know you know what I'm talking about. You win. You're going to win. Amen. You accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. You acknowledged him in all your ways. He's directing your path. You win. Yet though they slay me. Hallelujah, somebody. Yet I live. Amen. Glory to God. Well, Father, we thank you for this time with you, Lord God. We thank you for your awesome power. We thank you, Lord God, that there's no good thing that you withhold from us as we walk uprightly, Lord God. Father, you said in your word, Lord God, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Father, you said in your word, Lord God, that repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Amen. God, we just ask you right now that as we go forth, God, with your word, that you would keep us hidden behind the cross, that you would speak, your people would hear, and their lives would be made better having heard the word of God. God, we thank you that everything behind us is just that, behind us. But everything that is before us, Lord God, we seek, we march toward the things of the kingdom. God, we thank you as we move forth in the name of Jesus. We ask you to keep us covered under the blood of Jesus, under the blood which speaks and never ever loses power. God, we thank you for what you're doing, and we ask you to magnify your life through us. And God, as we manifest in you, we thank you that you are moving by your spirit through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We thank you for tuning in to another broadcast. You can go to www.kingdom.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI for Kingdom Builders Development Institute. Amen. Or you can just dial in. Those that are listening, call someone up and tell them that we're live at 5 on Kingdom Builders Development Institute Internet Radio. Call us. You can call in 646-668-2780. We're here every Wednesday. We're here on Mondays and Tuesdays. We got different ministries coming forth. So we just bless God for what he's doing. Thursday and Friday is manifesting as we speak. So our goal is to have someone on internet radio 5 days a week from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Amen. On those days periodically. So we just say, God bless you. Get your Bibles. Get ready. I want you to take this ride with me as we cruise down the kingdom highway. Amen. We're talking about today kingdom living as the world turns. Amen. We know that things are full of drama. You know the saying, save the drama for your mama. But we're going to say, save the drama, because we're riding with Jesus. Amen. No drama. We're just trying to embrace kingdom living, which is God's way. Not ours, our way, but it's God's way of doing things. So when we make these choices, let our decision be made by God leading, by Him guiding and directing us. That's what we want. We want His direction. So if you'd be so kind to get your Bibles out, and I'm going to ask you if you would turn your Bibles to Daniel. Amen. And I'm going to ask Elder if he would be so kind to read for us Daniel's 1. And I would like for you to read verses 1 through 14. And I really pray that you have your Bibles, because as the world turns, still develop ourselves in the kingdom. Amen. There's some things that's required of us. There's some things that God is calling for us to do. Amen. There's some assignments that are assigned to us. So we don't have time to complain. We must take this time and we must manifest. I want you to hear what I'm saying. The time that God has given us, it is for us to manifest. And see, as the world turns, so we're going to have the world doing its thing, progressing as the world turns, but we're busy doing the business of the kingdom. Amen. So we're saving souls under the unction and the function of the Holy Spirit. We're going to be talking about how Daniel and his friends obeyed God. I want you to listen carefully as Elder read for us Daniel's chapter 1 through 14. Hallelujah. Amen. Elder, are you with us? Amen. Your line may be muted. Glory to God. Amen. Well, let me find it. Let me just search, get my Bible out. Elder, I believe your line is muted. Glory to God. All right. Amen. Okay, I'll go ahead and read. Amen. The Bible says in Daniel chapter 1, verse 1 through 14. Okay, I hear you, Elder. Glory to God. It was the third year of the reign of the king of Judah. And I'm reading from the NIV version. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem to besiege it, to take over. And the Lord gave the king of Judah into his hands, and some of the articles of the house and to the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the articles into the treasure house of his God. Then the king instructed the master of his eunuchs to bring some of the children of Israel and some of the king's descendants and some of the nobles, the young king in whom there was no blemish, but good-looking gifts in all wisdom, possessing knowledge and quick to understand, who had ability to serve in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the language and the literature of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed for them a daily provision of the king's delicacy and of the wine which he drank, and 3 years of training for them, so that at the end of that thing, that they might serve before the king. So they were in training. Now from among those of the son of Judah were Daniel, Hananiah, Mesa, and Azariah, to whom the chief of the eunuchs gave names. He gave Daniel the name of Belteshazzar, to Hananiah Shadrach, and to Meshach Melchizedek, and Zariah Abednego. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's delicacy, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the chief of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. He didn't want to get drunk. He didn't want to be worldly. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and the goodwill of the chief of the eunuchs. And the chief of the eunuchs said to Daniel, "I fear my lord the king, who has appointed your food and drink. For why should he see your faces looking worse than the young men who are your age? Then you would endanger my head before the king." So Daniel said to the steward of the chief of eunuchs, which sat over Daniel, Hananiah and Meshach and Azariah, "Please test your servant." Listen to this. "Please test your servants for 10 days and let them give us vegetables to eat and water to drink." That's like a fast. "Then let our appearance be examined before them, and the appearance of the young men who eat the portion of the king's delicacy, and as you see fit, so deal with your servants." So he consented with them in this matter, and he tested them for 10 days. Amen. I want to serve notice on you. And I want to tell you, this is only a test. This is only a test. So as you are being tested, don't fall back. Be relentless. Keep fighting. Keep standing. Stay encouraged. Stay in faith. Surround yourself with people that are kindred spirits. People that encourage you, not people that tolerate you. Surround yourself with encouragement and empowerment. Amen? Because this is only a test. Everything that you're going through is just a test. Amen? The enemy wants you to fear, and it'll become false evidence appearing real. But if this is only a test, it'll soon pass. Amen? I want you to think about the different things that have went on in this world. And I was reading an article, and it was talking about how the world is changing. And usually when the world changes, and as the world turns away from God. Amen? Women going with women. Men, lovers of themselves. You know, everything that the Lord has told us, things are manifesting. There's wars and rumors of wars. And it just seemed like it's just one thing after another, this changing world. And the lesson that I'm trying to take a look at today is how Daniel and his friends, those that were around him, how they dealt with their world as it changed from Israel to Babylon, and how they were walking and living a kingdom lifestyle in the midst of the world turning. Amen. See, there's wars in the world, and one of the articles I was reading by H.G. Wells, and it was, this article was written in 1897. It was one of the earliest stories that he wrote about, and it was talking about the conflict between humanity, between mankind and this extraterrestrial race I want you to hear what I'm saying. It was a performance as Halloween. See, some people think Halloween, okay, I'm on. You get candy. You decorate your house. Halloween is a worldly event. So being that we live in the kingdom, things that we celebrate are the things of the kingdom. So things of Babylon, things of the world, are things and holidays that they have input it into the calendar to celebrate. So Halloween is one of the most demonic activity that has been leached or launched into the world's calendar. I want you to hear what I'm saying. This is certainly another teaching, but I want you to understand that Halloween take you into another dimension. You don't see it because there's always nothing wrong with it. You know, you get the pumpkins, the candy, you dress up like demons. You know, you even had audacity. Well, she gonna dress up like an angel. But because you being a partaker in worldly events, Halloween is Satan, the Satanist's biggest celebration. Amen. There's massive activities, spiritual, diabolical activities happens on Halloween. Some of the cults, they prepare all year for that one night, for the shedding of blood. I know what I'm talking about. But nevertheless, I want to serve notice on my listeners, and I want to give you a news bulletin. And I want you to even ask God to give you the revelation that there's actually spiritual invasions that's released upon the earth realm during the Halloween series, during the Halloween, I say series because guess what? It's a series on and on. But anyway, Orson Welles on October 30th, 1938, he alleged that there was a massive panic that took place October 31st, and he was given a warning. He said that aliens invasion had occurred, and a lot of people reported that they saw a lot of spiritual activity, October the 30th and the 31st in 1938. It was reported to the government, and that go on and on. But even as there, he alleged that during this invasion into our world, as the world turned, the great adversary of God, see, the enemy is not your friend. The adversary is against God and against man, against everything that God has established. And his purpose is to invade the territory. Guess whose territory the enemy wants to invade? He wants to invade our, the territory that God has given man. See, remember he said in his word that we are to take dominion. Amen. He said we're to rule. He given the authority to man. So let me go back to Daniel's. Israel went through a cycle of faithfulness and then turned around unfaithfulness. So they were going through this. First they faithful and then they unfaithful. Does that sound like somebody you know? But eventually, those cycles included the invasions of outsiders, and the outsiders was the Assyrians and Babylon. The Assyrian and Babylon took over Israel. It was an invasion. Amen? And that's what I just read to you in Daniel's. the first chapter, verse 1 through 14. So the Hebrew people had been chosen, and they were chosen for a responsibility. They had a call. They had a responsibility to do. They went their own ways in spite of the prophetic warning that was given. They did their own thing. Amen? And that's how we are. We fight with spirit and flesh, and we just do our own thing. It's almost like a spiritual invasion. You know, we don't keep our word. We're not faithful. Next thing you know, we're unfaithful. We make excuses. But let me stay focused. See, God disciples his people through every situation, through captivity, through invasions, through our situations, through our downfall, through our uprising. God still disciples us only if we let him, only if we lean not into our own understanding. Amen. Only if we delight ourselves in him is he able to give us the desires of our hearts. So we say, pray for me, do this, do that. But we have to do our part by supporting your call. See, God has placed a call on each and every one of our lives, but we tend to ignore it. We tend to pick it up when we want to, put it down when we don't need it. As the world turns, we're still talking about a kingdom lifestyle in the midst of situations. Amen. So as the world seems to be going our way, how do we respond when things are going our way? We're good. You know, we're not praying. We're not seeking his face. We're good because everything is good. The world will change, not tomorrow, but the world will change on you today, the very hour, the very minute, the very second. The world will change as the world turns. But see, when we adopt principles of kingdom lifestyle, your flesh, my flesh, don't like it. Amen? Because guess what? You have to put your flesh under subjection. Subjection to what? Subjection to the calling and the will of God. So in this scripture, they had been prophetically warned. Amen? They were warned. They were aware of what God said was going to happen. So do we ask God to change, to fit our circumstances? You know, do we pray for God to adapt to our desire? Or do we change to fit his? I want to tell everyone on the line, stay connected to people that will change to fit God's plan. Because if they're not willing to change to fit God's plan, guess what? They want God to change to fit theirs. So you know what you're getting. You're going to get what you're getting. They're not going to change. If they're that way, when you begin to, I'm going to say, date them or just having a platonic relationship, first impression usually is the last impression. So connect yourself with people that's hungry and thirsty for righteousness. Not having a zeal of God, but they're seeking a kingdom lifestyle. What is a kingdom lifestyle? And I want you to ask yourself that question. Amen. See, as the world turns, I'm going to tell you at the end of my teaching today, what is a kingdom lifestyle? But when the world turns, it will try to shame you. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm talking about. Because when you try to fit in with the things of the world, guess what happens? You're going to be stressed out. You will be broke, not a joke. You will be used and abused. And if you really fit in, you're going to sip and dip, because that's the way of the world. So we try the spirit by the spirit to know if it's God. If it looks like an elephant and it acts like an elephant, guess what? It's not a duck. If that tree is bearing those fruit, that's what kind of tree it is. The tree is not going to produce apples and then turn around on the other side of it is pears. See, the Bible says a good tree can only bear good fruit. So it is what it is. So remember in the verse, as I was reading through verses, I believe, 1 through 5, and if you go back over, you'll see when the world turns, it'll try to shame you. I mean, we're aware that when the enemy is upset, the enemy tried to put your character to shame. You think that you're doing something wrong. That's why it's important that you connect yourself, you have an established prayer life. Because when your life of prayer is established with God, not only do you hear him, guess what? God will show you some things. God will let you see what's going to be on the morning paper the day before. I know what I'm talking about. And I want to encourage you to understand that it's imperative that we recognize when the enemy is trying to kill, steal, and destroy, because it's one thing after another. Let me give you an example. And I'm going to use an example as a bully. You know, even like on the internet, there's cyber bullies. There's people try to humiliate you through bullying. There was a story where there used to be a bully. He would demand this young man lunch money every day. And I'm going to go back to my childhood. It was this one girl named Diane Mitchell. I know her first and last name. Every Friday, she would take, and she loved that fish they would give us. So every Friday, she would take your fish. She'd take your lunch. She'd take your lunch money. But glory be to God, she never approached me because I wasn't about to give her my fish. But anyway, she would take people's fish and their lunch money. And since I was so much smaller, she was tall and, you know, and she was like kind of from the street. Everybody would give her whatever she asked for. And she would, you know, just come and soon she would have to ask for it. Soon as she show up, they just start putting their fish on her plate. They just start giving her their money. And I had decided that if she approached me, that I was not going to give it to her. And I'm going to tell you, it was a test for me. Because I started practicing with these little brass knuckles, and I started putting my money in my shoe. And, you know, because I saw so many people that would just give the money up. And it was easier for them to just give their fish up and give their money up. And I said to myself that I knew even as a child that that was not what God wanted. Bullying or dominating someone or allowing someone to take over who you are, it's going to cost you something. And I came home and I started sharing it with my mother. Hallelujah. And guess what she did? She didn't come up to the school and curse the lady out and curse the teacher out. And she didn't do all that. My mom began to pray. And as my mother was praying, guess what happened? At first, she got worse. The next thing I know, she stopped being withdrawn. She stopped attacking people physically. She stopped attacking people verbally. She never approached me. And I say to you that it was the power of prayer. And it was a test for me. I was not willing to give up what was mine. So I say the same tenaciousness about not allowing the enemy to take something from you. That's how we should feel about our spiritual walk. Amen. That kingdom living is required of each and every one of us. The more you live a kingdom lifestyle, guess what happens? The enemy understands who you are. So Jesus made it clear that the principal need for human race and the only solution to mankind, to our dilemma, was the kingdom of heaven. And even with that, when he talked about it publicly, the first thing he talked about, he revealed this kingdom priority. His first statement, the first thing he said, for that time when Jesus was beginning to preach, this is what he said. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. What does that mean? Matthew 4:17. And then when he said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus was, his first announcement was the arrival. I want you to get what I'm saying. It was the arrival of the kingdom of heaven. See, his solution to the malnourished, and I like to say bankrupt, human spirit, it was not religion. It was not, let's just do good and let's, it was not that. It was the kingdom of heaven. So, in other words, if you're spiritually poor, only the kingdom will satisfy and fulfill my hunger and your hunger. So the kingdom of God priority and must become, it just must become our priority. So if we're to overcome confusion, bullying, being deceived, being taken advantage of, being confused of religion, and even threats of self-destruction. You know, sometimes we get so deep, we even want to do something to ourselves because we just can't seem to get it together. It's the kingdom. Learning more about the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God. God's way of living this life. God's way of performing and manifesting and taking Father time and make Father time tick-tock to your clock. Amen. I just want to encourage everyone on the line. Everything that you're going through, it's a test. So what I want to encourage you to do is to try the Spirit by the Spirit. So you first will know if it's God. Don't be deceived by Satan's devices. And don't walk in religion. Because sometimes we get so preoccupied with religion that men seem to can't find the kingdom. Because we're so busy thinking, I go to Bible class, I go to Sunday school, you know, we doing this and our church doing this, but it's not a kingdom lifestyle. Amen. See, religion prepares us to leave the earth. But the kingdom empower us to dominate the earth. I want you to get this. Religion prepare us to leave the earth. But the kingdom empower us to dominate the earth. Religion it focuses us on heaven. Oh, we're going to get to heaven anyhow. No, but the kingdom focuses us on earth, how to take dominion over our day, over our life on earth. Religion is reaching up to God. Listen, but the kingdom is God coming down to you, coming down to man. Come on, somebody. Come on. Religion, it wants to the earth. You know, because you're looking at what's going on. Boy, I can't wait to get to heaven. But see, the kingdom living, it causes us to be impacted. Kingdom living, it influencing us. We get influenced to change the earth. I'm talking about kingdom living as the world turns. See, we can live and be religious. Religious seek to take the earth to heaven. But kingdom seeks to bring heaven to earth. I want you to get it. And think about when Jesus was addressing those religious leaders in his day, he addressed them so strong when he said, listen what he said. And I want to try to do Jesus' voice, but I can't even fathom what he sounds like. Woe to you, teachers of the law. And the Pharisees, he called them hypocrites. He said, you shut the kingdom of heaven in men's faces. He said, you yourself do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to enter. He said, woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees. He said, you hypocrites. You travel over land and sea to win a single convert. And when he becomes one, you make him twice as much a son of hell as you are. That's what he said in Matthew 23. And I read 13 and 15. And it go on and on and on and on. You know the son, on and on. But listen. They nullify the word of God for the sake of tradition. You know, sometimes we get so caught up on tradition that we make the word of God have no effect. We make the word of God have no effect because we're so stuck on tradition. But God is talking about a kingdom lifestyle. See, kingdom, when there's a kingdom lifestyle, that's when you're able to win. That's when you see change. That's when you're not going through the motion. Amen? That's when you're not going along to get along. See, that's when you're set apart because you're not stuck in tradition. See, kingdom living, it empowers you to overcome situations, to overcome circumstances. Why? Because God said to us that we are what? To take dominion. So when you write down those situations that seem to have taken dominion over you, your day, your lifestyle, it's only because you haven't taken charge. See, when you take charge of the things of the kingdom by walking in kingdom authority, man, listen, when Jesus went into the temple and the money changers was in there, Jesus tore it up. Why? Because he wanted the kingdom to be established. God's way of living is different from the way of the world. As the world turns, we can't allow the world to get into us. Why? Because we're soldiers in the kingdom. Amen. And that's, I played in the beginning, we win. We win when we don't allow circumstances to us not to overcome. See, we're overcomers. So you look at the situations that causing you stress. You look at the situations that's causing you not to manifest. I'm talking to God's people. So we say we are embracing a kingdom lifestyle, but we're walking in defeat. You know, I mean, things seem to be okay, but we're not walking in God's peace. Amen? We're not clearing the land. Jesus cleared the land. See, back to the kingdom, Christianity as a religion is well known. Christianity is well established, well studied. Come on, somebody. Is well. We research it. We record it. We describe it. But little or nothing is known about the kingdom. And these were the first words that Jesus exalted. These are the first things that Jesus said about the kingdom. So we know about everything else. So I want to encourage you to learn kingdom of God's priority. See, when you're walking in things of the kingdom, you are walking in discernment. So it could be a loved one and they come in with another spirit and you're walking in discernment. You're not afraid to call those demons out. Why? Because you love them. You're not afraid to bring correction. Why? Because you love them. So we don't allow things to overcome us. We take authority over it. Yes, we do it in love, but the fire of God will manifest when you're tired and you're sick and tired of things not changing. Why? Because Father Time, he keep ticking. And our days are numbered. So I want everyone to embrace your kingdom citizenship right now. I want you to embrace that you're going to study and learn how to live a kingdom lifestyle. That you're not moved by what you hear. You're not moved by what you see. Guess what you're moved by? You're only moved by the things of the, you're only moved by the voice of God. You're only moved by the word of God. Amen. So I want to encourage you. If you don't have a prayer group that you're connected with, if you want to join in with our prayer on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We're there 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, a prophetic, strategically assigned prayer line where when we pray in unity, we pray in faith, and guess what? We always get results because it's God's way of doing things. Amen. He wants you to be unified. He don't want you with all the schisms. Amen. So if you're interested in coming on our prayer line, you can take note. Our number is 848-220-3100. That's 848-220-3100. And the passcode is Prayer Works. Prayer Works. You can join us. And we not only pray for others, we build up the intercessors. We take their issues and we resolve them. Why? Because it's important as an intercessor that you're poured back into. Because you don't need to pick up other people's problems and burdens and you're not poured back into. Amen. So I want you to say to yourself, I'm going to rediscover the priority of the kingdom. I'm going to rediscover the priorities of the kingdom. It's the principal thing. Putting things first. Establishing what's most important. Prioritization. Well, you want to prioritize your day. Don't be going on tangents. Somebody call you. Okay, you on the phone. Somebody asked you to do something. You're distracted. You know, put yourself on a mission. Whatever is bothering you, whatever is getting in your way, get a mission to fix it. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm so excited how God placed things in order of importance. When you start your day off with prayer, you know, one of the life greatest of failure is to be successful in the wrong assignment. See, success in life is measured by the effective use of one time. What you do with your time. Time is a true measure of life. Amen. Glory to God. Again, I'm going to stop right here. But I want you to understand that time is important. Because that's what God's going to ask you. What did you do with all that time I gave you? The saints will be judged by our obedience. Sinners will be judged by their sin. That's why there's two judgments. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 somebody. Come on and praise the Lord. Because when God is doing some things, things get better. Why? Because you're living in God's peace. You're walking in God's love. Amen? And situations come, but you're not moved by the situation. The situation is moved by your presence. Ooh, I'm excited. I know my time is up. Well, actually, it's not up, but I usually do from 6 to 7. Hallelujah. 5 to 6, glory to God. And I come on every Wednesday. We're on the prayer line Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Our church service start at 9:30 a.m. Hallelujah on Sunday mornings. And we normally do internet radio at 12:30 on Sunday afternoon, Arise and Eastern Standard Time. So I want to encourage you, if you want to grow in the things of the kingdom, connect with us. That's our assignment. We're concerned about you doing what God called you to do. As we grow together, iron sharpens iron. I want you to remember that. Be victorious and win. And I want to say, if you would like to sow into the ministry, ain't no shame in my game. Salvation is free. But ministry costs. In order to help others, we're doing a youth basketball team for the boys. And we're putting that together right now. And there are some other things that we're doing. Every single dime that you sow into the ministry, it goes to others. Amen. You can sow by going to giveify.com. That's www.givelify.com and look for Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters. You can see Pastor Teresa Docks or Elder Docks, and you can sow that way. You can also go to give us a call at area code 313-583-9739. One of our ministerial team will be happy to take your seed over the line. Or you can send us your seed to our mailing address, which is 19875 West 12 Mile, and that's Southfield, Michigan, 48076, and our unit is Unit 309. Amen. Glory to God. When you sow into the ministry, you're actually blessing yourself. You're blessing yourself. Guess what? We win. I want you to keep saying that to yourself today. At the end of all of this struggle, we're going to win. We don't die. We multiply. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Kingdom Builders Development Institute, where we're training the fivefold. We're training intercessors. We are connecting with kingdom lifestyle. Amen. How to overcome the world by walking in God's best. And that's walking in God's peace. So we say God bless you. Thank you for joining. I will be here next Wednesday, same time, same place. And if you would like to contact me personally, you can contact me at area code 586-91451. Spend some time with God. Laugh. Dance. Take back your joy. Because this is the will of the Father. God bless you. We love you, Father. We just thank you for this time with you. Cover your people afresh. Let the blood of Jesus trickle from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Put them under the anointing of the early risers. Lord God, let them win in every single walk of their life. We speak from heaven to earth, and we thank you that we can decree a thing, and it shall be established. We give you glory in the name of Jesus, we pray. Let your heart say, amen. Amen. We're going to depart by playing one of our favorite songs. We win. Amen. God bless you. Have a blessed, awesome rest of your day. Walk in supernatural power. Glory to God.
I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you.
Just praise.
That I can fly like a bird, get away from this earth. Had to pray and pray, I felt I was cursed. Always tell myself it could have been worse. Never going back, I broke the reverse. It comes from my soul, no need to rehearse. A lot of time I was in need of work. Talk to God like I needed to work. Jumped in line like I needed it first. But I was being selfish, know this gonna affect a lot of people. I was being careless, took a break and stepped away. I'm coming back when I get ready. I know this breaks people into pieces, but I ain't gonna let it.
Yo, Blaze, you crazy for this one. Hey, all the champions out there, feel so good. Hey, I said it feels so good.
We will win.